One of the most interesting things to me about Roger II's reign was what he was able to do in southern Italy. When he came onto the stage, it was a very fractured, rebellious, independent, tribal place. And by the time he died, it was respecting both central authority and the rule of law, so much so, in fact, that it remained part of the Kingdom of Two Sicilies, is what it was called. It remained part of that kingdom until the 1800s, when Italy was unified. And that's an extraordinary achievement. And it's worth trying to understand exactly how he did it. Because you look at parts of the world that seem inherently unstable and tribalistic, and there's no way a stable government will take place. And it's hopeful to look at Roger and the examples of history and see he actually, it is possible to do this.